Welcome to White Rock Junction, where faith and life intersect, the daily broadcast of the White Rock Free Baptist Church in Gorham, Maine. I'm Pastor Jonathan Marshall, and I invite you to join us every Sunday for worship. Sunday School for All Ages meets at 9:30 a.m., morning worship service begins at 10:45 a.m., and evening worship service is at 6 p.m. Our midweek family night and prayer time begins at 5:30 p.m. Wednesday evening. It does not give us the incentive to sin because we hope in a future blessing that has been promised. Rather, it tells us of the greatness of God's mercy. Experience of blessing after sin is an incentive for praise and thanksgiving, thanking God for His grace, thanking Him for His mercy, especially when, like it was for Isaac, that blessing is over the top, 100 to 1 for starters. He sows the field, and he gets back 100 times what he sowed. That is certainly abundant. I believe survival is like 7 to 1, if I remember correctly from some periods in European history, the Little Ice Age, when that came through and there was a famine. It was a famine when agricultural productivity had dropped below 7 to 1. So in other words, 7 kernels of corn for every kernel you plant. At less than 7, there's not enough to feed the people, to feed the animals, and to have enough to plant another crop. And here, God has blessed Isaac with 14 or 15 times that, an abundant blessing, enough so that Isaac was envied by his neighbors. It is not an uncommon reaction, not even today. People consider only what they see and react to it, often in a bad way. The neighbors saw Isaac's amazing prosperity, and they resented Isaac. They envied him for what he had, and they probably did not ask why. If they had, they probably would have been blessed by God also, if they had done as Isaac had. If they had gone to Isaac and said, "What's your secret? How can you be so prosperous? What are you doing that we are not?" And if Isaac had been forthright and told them, he would have said, "It is not my doing, it is God. It is God who has made this happen." "Well, tell us about your God. We want to know this God. We want to receive blessing like you." If they had trusted in that same God and obeyed him, rather than their idols, they probably would have been blessed. Along with their envy came fear. They were afraid. They were afraid because of how God had prospered Isaac. They raised enough red flags, the king got involved, for the sake of peace, for the sake of national security. Isaac had to go at least out of the immediate neighborhood. Now, we know they would settle down. It doesn't say the king looked through the door. It says the king looked through the window. Usually, tents don't have windows. There may be a door into the tent, what we would think of as the fly or the front of the tent. But usually tents don't have windows, so it would seem that Isaac and Rebekah were living in a house. They were living in a town. They had settled down, started to put down roots, had a house with windows. And now along comes the king and says, "Sorry, but you guys have to leave." And where do they go? They go back to the tent. Isaac departed from there and pitched his tent in the valley of Gerar. They had to leave some of that prosperity, some of that stability behind. And the author of Hebrews makes reference to it later on when he talks about Abraham and Isaac living in tents as those who were aliens or strangers in the land. Even though God had promised Isaac the land, Isaac was not to think of that promise as the ultimate promise. God promised him and his descendants the land as a down payment on something much, much larger. Abraham, for sure, understood that. God had much more than dry and dusty real estate in Palestine in view. You have been listening to White Rock Junction, where faith and life intersect, the daily broadcast of the White Rock Free Baptist Church. If you would like a transcript of this week's program, please send your request to White Rock Free Baptist Church, 300 Sebago Lake Road, Gorham, Maine, 04038. For more information about our activities and service times, visit our website at www.wrfbc.org.